SRN News. I'm John Scott.
By a 6-3 vote, the Supreme Court has extended the delay in the Washington criminal case against ex-President Donald Trump on charges he plotted to overturn his 2020 election loss.
Chief Justice John Roberts says the nature of U.S. presidential power entitles an ex-president to absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts. But Roberts adds there's no immunity for unofficial acts. The justices have ordered lower courts to figure out how to apply the decision to the Republican ex-president's case. Mr. Trump calls the ruling a big win.
Correspondent Jeremy House, in a dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor says the court's decision makes a mockery of the principle no man is above the law. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden facing a growing chorus of calls to step aside some of those from his biggest fans. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
The list is a long one, and it includes op-ed writers, pundits, and organizations that like and support Joe Biden. But after last week's struggling debate performance by the president, even his biggest fans say it's time for a change on the Democratic ticket. The calls for him to withdraw from the race have appeared in articles and columns in The Atlantic, from Biden's biographer and some of his former White House staffers, and from the New York Times editorial board. So far, the president's campaign is resisting those calls. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stocks are higher after the French market climbed higher as elections continue to drive swings in financial markets worldwide. Results suggested a conservative French political party may not win a decisive majority in the country's legislative elections, which did relieve worries about high debt levels. The Dow had 77 points, the Nasdaq up 115. This is SRN News. The Christian world leading the adoption of gay marriage.
In the 20th century, if you had listed the nations where Christianity was most likely to predominate, you would have put the U.S., Canada, and Western Europe at the top. Today, if you look at a map of where same-sex marriage is legal, you will also find the U.S., Canada, and Western Europe topping the list. It's also very prevalent in Latin America. But wide swaths of the globe, including Eastern Europe, the Middle East, and the Far East, continue to resist efforts to legalize gay marriage. This despite the fact that Christianity is not influential in several of those regions.
That's SRN's Michael Harrington. A bookstore in San Francisco sending boxes of LGBT books to places in the country where they are banned in public schools because of their pornographic content. Operators of the Fabulosa books started sending the literature in May and have mailed over 700 copies to places like Florida, Texas, and Missouri. This is SRN News. On the international front, as the war continues, dozens of detained Palestinians have been set free by Israel. Foreign correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the update on the story.
A Palestinian health official says Israel's released 55 Palestinians detained from Gaza, including the director of the territory's main hospital. Mohammed Abu Samia was detained in November when Israeli forces raided Shifa Hospital. Palestinian media airing video following his release on Monday. Abu Samia has accused Israeli authorities of mistreating Palestinian detainees, while Israel says such allegations are baseless. Palestinian health officials have said Israeli raids recklessly endanger civilians by forcing several hospitals to shut down or reduce services. Hospitals can lose their protection under international law if they're used for military purposes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.